Talk.
So we, I know we rapped about like some content pieces. This is Brian.
Tell me everything.
This is Joey Ritchie. They run Left Field Marketing, but
Left Field Marketing.
They do. We came together and kind of created some content.
Good.
And we.
And what does Left Field do?
So we do social media and content creation.
You do a VaynerMedia thing.
Exactly.
You're an agency.
The baby size.
So. Yeah, well, I get it. Yeah, I mean, we were baby size too.
Yeah.
How old is the company?
So about a year and a half.
Good. Yeah. That's great. Just you two right now?
No, there's about five or six of us.
Oh,
actually.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And they great. And where do you guys live? Atlanta?
They're Atlanta. I'm in Charlotte.
Understood.
So they sort of started the social media universe, and then content things start to become important. Mm-hmm. I come from ad agency world. Teamed up with these guys, I'm like, hey, you can do a thing I don't know how to do. You guys do it well.
I know how to talk the language.
Yep.
Very cool. Okay.
I'll show you the deal. So our idea is to allow players to tell their stories. Very easy, easy to digest. Like a Players Tribune.
But lightweight.
Lightweight video content.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. Lightweight video.
5 minutes.
Modern day communication for the youngsters. Players Tribune through the eyes of an 18-year-old.
Right.
Exactly.
I understand.
Yeah, 3 minutes or less.
So, I understand. Yeah.
Can we show them real quick?
Yeah, I think
so. Because of, you know, I want to pay. I want to give you as much value.
Right.
Let's What do you want me to do?
I want you to tell me either how you would distribute this.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the best point of attack, or like, what is it?
So real quick, are you involved in this business? Is this about building up your profile so that it leads to the things that you want?
Yeah. So mutually beneficial.
Are you still looking to do? Because I.
The event?
Yes.
Yes, so I've got guys on board, Deshaun's on board. I got 5 NFL guys ready.
So you have an event target date in mind?
Date,
and you want me to help you find a sponsor?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I do everything I need
Unless
to do today.
You could think like sponsorship here to build it out, and then we do that. So I don't know
Understood.
What would be the best
idea.
That's great.
Idea. Yep, all, honestly,
know.
All, exactly.
All
give me, feed me, feed me.
And then you say, okay. This is what, here's what I would do, and then I'll rock
Let's
out.
Let's go.
Yep.
Yeah, so instead of like waxing poetic about what it could be or making a treatment or whatever, we just shot a little 45-second intro teaser thing.
Good.
I'm gonna give y'all like a.
Good.
Do we do those short form, long form?
Right. And the best way to put it out to the universe so that people can consume it the right way. That's where we feel like.
One more time, because I want to gather everything.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys building an agency, or you want to build a media platform? YouTube right now, asking.
So we're building an agency, and there's a huge component to content creation that we're trying to build out currently. So we have companies and brands that we work with, and we do all the content for them at this moment in time.
Like who?
Blue E-Cigarettes is one of our largest clients. So we do everything, soup to nuts, from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and then also create with Joey, all the content that we have for them.
And when you say with Joey, because you do video production?
Yeah, so. Like
understood.
So
yep.
Like that you see there, we did that. That's a result of 7 hours of work. I shot that in a night. We had the athlete for an hour.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so, understood. So, you guys at Left Field?
Yes, sir. Yep.
You guys are trying to build both. Are you trying to build something like VaynerX? Like what I'm building, where you have an agency and a media platform. When I hear Players Tribune lightweight, like if you want Pepsi to put a logo on that or Under Armour, what have you, are you trying to take on the responsibility of being more than a production company? You want to also be the distribution of these things? Do you want them to, like, there's a place to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out where you guys want to go, or are you still debating it?
So, I mean, I think it's still somewhere
I'm asking.
In the air.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah,
I'm debating 900 things.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think we obviously see the value in being able to create our own content and do that for our brands and the companies that we work with, but we also recognize that there's a huge social component that we're still trying to build out as well with the clients that we bring in. But this platform or this side of the, I guess,
house,
right, is solely focused on creating content, whether that's brand work or creating original stories or compelling stories that we can tell and push
out. So you guys know each other, you said?
Yeah, since college.
Okay, and so what the thing that you're thinking about now is you want to produce original content around you. How should I be thinking about, what's my perspective? I'm sure you guys have your perspective, and what's the best, the thing that you guys think that maybe I know even better than your own subjectiveness is the distribution of?
Right.
Okay.
That's the thing, because it's like, what's exciting from a storytelling perspective is like, okay, I'm not a big football person.
Right.
Well, the conduit to the story is here.
100%.
And if I could share a story for a player and let folks know what's inside the helmet, using him as the conduit, that's information that ESPN doesn't get and HBO doesn't get and NFL films.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a story, to you, listen, it's information.
Exciting any, to anyone.
I think you know this. Person. They have versions of them getting that.
Yeah.
I think the bigger part is, if you're a good storyteller, you always have options.
So
I think the bigger question is who. So who is that kid?
He's like the number four player in the country in high school.
One of the things where I know you have your leverage and your access is those kind of kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's an enormous amount of scrutiny from the NCAA starting to emerge around content.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure we're walking in eyes wide open.
I'm like on that.
I'm sure you are, because you have to be careful. Yeah. I think the bigger question is, I think you have to, I really want you to win, so I want to go very macro. Let's talk about it. Hey, JW and everybody else,
mm-hmm.
we're going to make great content. It's going to be cool. It's not going to cost you anything. And you, or maybe it is, but I'm assuming it's not going to, just given the nature of who these kids are. And I don't mean they can afford or not. It's that if they're Elite 11 kids, like they don't need to be paying. They're going to find somebody who's going to, that's good work, but he's amazing. And he would, if I was as amazing as him and you, and I was me, and I lived in the south parts of the US, I'd do it for free just for the access. So like they'll find that, right? I know that to be true. I think the next question becomes, I want to think about your macro finish line. You guys, I'll talk about in a minute. If, let's play it out. You get the 50, 500, you get 1,000 best athletes across all sports. We're talking scale now, fuck football, like all of it.
Right.
You're talking track and field, you guys are filming and producing, right?
Yeah.
You don't charge any of them because you figured out how to get Pepsi and GE to pay for it, because guess what? 30 for 30 brought to you by Levi's was fucking magic, right? You loved it, I loved it, we all loved it, because it was perfect. It was incredible storytelling, and it was paid for by brands that were smart enough to get the fuck out of the way. It was classy up front. Like, I'm even getting goosebumps right now. If that thing started with 3 seconds from Gatorade, we're good. Good job, Gatorade. Like, get out of the way. Like, you call it a, what do you say, 3 minutes? You call it, 180 seconds. Brought to you by Fila, we're good, right?
Yeah.
Here's where I'm worried for you, and I'm not worried, I need you to think about. If you were to succeed at that, they're getting great content. Hey, Jerome, Sally, Rick, people are getting to know who you are, right? I think it's value.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm worried is the following. They can't make any money off of it. Some kid's charismatic as fuck, and super, Nash Greer, Will Greer's got a real tough story, bad, good, bad, America becomes compelled. Left fielder, you are making lots of money on the back end from a brand who's underwriting it.
Mm-hmm.
Kid can't get any of it because he just can't, because it would make him NCAA ineligible. Now you're getting scrutiny from these kids, like, oh, you're just trying to make films on us. You're just a mini version of the NCAA. You and your boys are getting paid on my back. You need to play that out. God, listen, this is something I've thought about. I've been spending a lot of time, we know each other. One of the reasons I spend a lot of time in hip hop, as you probably notice, is they're hugely famous before they get signed, and there's no NCAA. So all the things that I wanna do for, JT Holmes, I make JT Holmes $1 million right now.
Yeah.
Except he can't go to USC then. I'm going so far with this that I'm thinking about starting an 18-year-old football league. I'm like, fuck it. College degrees are starting to not be as valuable.
Yep.
Mama's not gonna care if you get a college degree as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck happens if I can fucking get like kids that are supposed to go to USC start playing in a league, and then the NFL, I'm like going crazy with this.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my one thing. I'll get into all the other things that I know you want answered. If this ever went, and by the way, maybe I'm painting a picture you never even thought of. I have no idea.
Yeah.
We talked about it last night.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
We're getting beers.
You're not, if you want to be in the game of the kids, I do not believe that this, unless you're very strategic, I let me phrase, I think it's great. But first of all, I think every kid should have 87 of those. Because if one goes viral and they break their fucking leg at LSU and like some businessman just thinks he's a good kid, like I could hire kids off of seven of those promo videos,
Yeah, sure.
But you need to be thoughtful.
Okay.
Because it will make you vulnerable.
Yeah.
Number two, yes, I think you, I mean, if now, first of all, I think stories are stories. When I signed the Jets as my first client, VaynerMedia, I said, and they just drafted Mark Sanchez, I said, let me make videos about the punter, the gunners.
Stuff we don't know about.
Yeah, you don't give a fuck about any of these names. You're looking for stories.
I learned so much about football.
Exactly. If you knew a kid, like arm got ripped off and then put back on and his mom's blind, you'll be like, that. Correct. And he's like, but he runs a 4.940. You know, right, so yeah. I would tell you to know that you're not at the mercy of the top athletes. I got one for you. Why did Sheldon fucking Richardson, excuse me, not Sheldon, why did Dwayne Robertson go to Kentucky? Dwayne Robertson went to Kentucky because a lot of kids are like with their boys, yeah, and all the other best schools wouldn't take his fucking boy with them, yeah, but Kentucky took them both. And I'm sure you know that story better than I do. I know a couple of versions. I think it probably happens 1,000 times a year. You want a really intriguing business model? Make those videos for the boy.
Yeah.
See where I'm going?
Yeah.
Stories are stories.
Right.
Pepsi's just looking for stories.
Sure. Because it's a different angle.
It's a totally different angle.
Yeah.
You want it?
Cool.
You like that, right? Because
yeah.
You guys get this.
Yeah.
Look, I'm getting goosebumps. I get goosebumps when I'm. It's a good because it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because now you can win. You can win twice. If you're fine, I mean, you guys should do whatever the fuck you want because you're not also in the business of the NFL.
Yeah,
at
right.
least that I hear. If you're in the business of wanting to get guys in whatever shape, whether that ends up being coaching, training, you know, I've gotten educated now. Last year, there's a lot about that gets real fucking interesting. You go and figure out, you know, who DeAndre Francois' best friend is in high school.
Well,
you know,
that
video for that. You go and could you? I mean, you know how fucked up this is, and you, it sounds like you. Could you imagine going to a fucking football field right now in Atlanta suburb, and walking on a field where there's a kid who's got letters from Alabama and LSU right now, and you go and tap the kid next to him who's his best friend, be like, hey, we'd like to make a video of you. That just fucks up the whole fucking natural set, right?
It does. It does. It really does.
It's actually the greatest strategy that my one friend in college did by getting girls. His entire strategy was he would look at a click of girls, and if he wanted to hook up with one girl, he would always go aggressively at the less attractive friend of the girl, and it worked for him. It's just psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, give you some dating advice. I saw you pick up on it. So that's that. What else can I answer?
So I think
that's one.
Where would you go platform-wise? Like, what would you mm-hmm. do?
Everywhere. And I would post edit everywhere. So that will work on Facebook. That will work on YouTube. You've got to make it 1 minute for Instagram,
mm-hmm.
but you make the 1 minute Instagram video be the gateway drug to the 3 minute Facebook and YouTube
right.
video.
That was sort of the spirit of this sort of teaser thing is the idea was like, okay, maybe I don't know who Jaren is. Maybe I don't know the story. This is short enough that I can deploy it everywhere. As a teaser,
100%.
And then point
that's
you
right.
to
that's right.
the end,
that's right.
whatever conversion.
That's right. And what you've got to decide is if you're going to say, if you're going to create a platform called Before the Lights,
mm-hmm.
you can tell I've been thinking a lot about this,
yeah.
like for myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you create a platform called Before the Lights and it's just content of the best high school athletes in the world, you got something, right? Before the Lights, comma, you love it?
Oh, yeah.
Good idea, right?
Yeah.
Before the Lights, comma.
You're saying it's its own website platform?
No, I'm saying that I'm trying to figure out here what the fuck you guys want to make happen and do you have the skills to do it. BeforeTheLights.com is hard. There's three more partners, it sounds like, that need to sit around the table, or you guys got to get to learning and got to get to patience, right?
Exactly.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah, no, that's helping. That's helping.
I think being a great storyteller and production company and social, it's never been greater. You know, like it's so much opportunity for all of us. Everybody can eat. Right, because you can find little pieces. There could be Big Vayner here in the big city, and there's a million, you know what I mean? And so like, there's so much opportunity, unlimited. Everybody's gonna need, you wanna talk about high school football culture? Every small business in Texas and Georgia and Alabama, are you fucking kidding me? Every small business. You go to the fucking diner, you pit the two diners in town against each other to get one of them to pay you $3,000 a month to create consistent content about the high school football team. Yeah, there's so many hacks.
So let me ask you this.
Please.
So if we did something similar to this, but in the lens for a college or NFL guy, right?
Like a cat.
How does the strategy change? Like,
it changes a lot. You got cooks in the kitchen. You got CAA, you got Vayner Sports, you got the girlfriend, you got the wife, you got the maturity of the individual. It's called options. When you want to do it for Leonard Williams, you got 48 other people that want to do it. And Leonard's like, fuck that, I'm just going to do it on ESPN. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Life's about options,
yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So, sure. You should. Right. Cool.
But it's other.
It's just other variables, right? You know, you can DM the 13th best running back in the nation right now and he'll be pumped. Right? You're not DMing Todd Gurley, you know? I mean, you are, and you got relationships.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, they'll write back too. But it's different.
Yeah.
The economics are different. The things you can do are different. You've got to pay. They want to get paid. You know, Juju from USC wants money. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's crazy is the biggest, I mean, this is what I'm obsessed with. This is what I've done for myself.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I think I've really figured it out. Like, I'm a 41-year-old white businessman who, like, fucking, like, Metro Boomin wants to fuck with. So like, what's in that? I'll tell you what's in it. It's understanding distribution, creative, and understanding how life's really played. So here's what I mean by that. Anybody can be famous.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you think, because you're a creator. That's what I think too. Like, that's how I see it. A story's a story. Give me the fucking story. And when they're still in high school, the story's still raw. You know, when you're driving a Bentley and you're talking about how you, like, you know, your mom was, you know, like, right?
Yeah.
There's something different than when you're still in it. Show some fucking kid in 3 minutes running for 413 yards and then fucking bathing four of his little sisters in a fucking shithole. I'm getting real emotional. And fucking Axe body spray might want that. And guess what? You have to pay kids zero.
So the connective tissue.
The story costs zero for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much the story comes when you want to put Todd Gurley in a remembering scene?
Big price tag.
Mm-hmm. So to get, like, insert brand name here, that's agnostic in the sports world, but so that we don't get goofed up by Nike or Under Armour or something like that.
Yeah, you can easily do that. Chase would love to do that. Like,
how would we, forgive me for
not. No.
How would we?
That's what you're here for, right?
Yeah. I know how to make it and I know how to tell it.
You
I
need
just
don't you
know
need.
How to deploy it.
Deploy it as getting the money from Chase, or deploy it to, like, once Chase gives you $5,000 or $50,000 or $5 million, mm-hmm. that it gets views so they don't fucking, like, shit on you.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
what you need to do is build out. So it's great, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're a production guy, right? Video production guy, and probably a creative, and probably other things. Like, I don't know, right? It's just a team. You need people that can make.
Yeah.
You need people that can, you know, like, sell.
Yeah.
You need people that can. Account management, so the person still have. You know this. You come from an agency background.
We have all that.
And we have all
good.
That. That's the cool thing. That's exciting for us. Is like all that's in place.
You wanna get the real answer?
Yeah.
You need to ask.
Okay.
You need to DM Pizza Hut. You need to email the CMO of Pizza Hut on LinkedIn. That video and be like, you should. Unless you have the relationships, or unless they're coming to you, you got to go and get it. VaynerMedia, I had to go and get. I wrote a book called Crush It that was so fire that it started coming to me.
Sure.
You know? There's nothing else. And you know this, you're gonna be competing with us if you go up to Chase and Pizza Hut.
Sure.
And everybody else. And we're not even big.
No.
We're hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're big, but like 200 million, 150 million is huge and you'll fucking rip your arm off for it the same way I would have 7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the $1 trillion WPP, Publicis,
like,
you know the game, you guys know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is why I really love college football, because people are blindly emotional.
Yeah.
I mean, Friday Night Lights, right? It's perfect because it's cliche, which is why it's perfect. Like, there's some dude in Ohio who owns 11 car dealerships and spends his money on dumb shit. You know, getting 40,000 of those dumb shit dollars for you to make four videos and four kids on the football team that are running and buy him a TV to have it run in his dealership.
Yeah.
Hack, ask, work. So what would probably happen is, so that's it. Now there's another way to do it. Just put these things into the world and let them be the thing, you know, maybe gets, look, you get 312 views on YouTube. If one of them is the CEO of Audi, Mm-hmm. Got it? Mm-hmm. The real answer to this question is go, get, and be patient.
Yeah. So it sounds like maybe in the interim, like while we are getting ready to ask, finish one, two, three of them, build a YouTube channel, put them up there.
I believe it, yes. Now what you call the YouTube channel needs to be a strategy. Are you putting that under your agency? Are you thinking about creating a Bleacher Report or Barstool brand? I don't know. I think the first one's a hell of a lot easier. But maybe you just want it. And, like, who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
That's just your strategy.
Yeah, and we've been talking about it for sure.
So are you gonna? Are they gonna make some stuff for your brand?
Yeah, in terms of, well, more so, the stuff, just the content creation we haven't talked about.
You guys haven't gotten there yet. You should definitely. So I got something. Mm-hmm. I'm always trying to. This is a new thing. I took a lot of August off. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about how to make. So I think I give really. I think what I just did is real good. I'm real proud of myself. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's tens of thousands of dollars of advice for free. I feel good. Yeah. I'm trying to make myself even feel better. So yeah. I've got it.
Thanks for that, by the way.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And honestly, I'm not saying it because of that. I'm saying it because I want to set up my next thing. Because I have so much love for you. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you guys to make a 3-minute, 19-second video of him, about him. I want the reenactment scene of living in the fucking car. You want to throw the Crush It book in there? I'm into it, but I'm joking. I want you to make something like that. I want you to make it. I want him to talk about his life, and when he's talking, you reenact some of those scenes. Actually, what the fuck am I doing? You do you.
Yeah.
Make it.
That's the story.
Stick with me. The making of Q, or however he wants to position this, make it. At the end, I want it to be very, very, very prominently produced by your agency. I want you to put it out, and I'll put it on and give it some distribution. I'll share it, I'll put it out in the world. The amount of people that want to work with me that can't because we're too expensive, that from that, me just sharing it and you guys being at the end of that will allow you guys to get work for a long time.
That's awesome.
Love.
Yeah.
It's love.
All right there.
I didn't know I was going to come all in New York crying. Right.
That's love right there.
Okay, so great. Send it to me. Let me make it most current, most updated, most who's in it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to put it, DJ it, like add some shit to it. Cool. Send it back to you. Make sure you're cool of how I'm positioning it, and I'll go and try to sell it.
Let's do it. And I appreciate you.
Of course, my man. It's great to see you. Good anything see
you.
Else?
No, that's it.
Nice, man. Pleasure.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure.